This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know. Big shout out to our awesome sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. Top-tier marketing for not just any audience, but the right audience. Shop Marketing Pros connects your European auto repair shop with car enthusiasts who value expertise, the auto repair experience, and a great relationship. Go pro with Shop Marketing Pros, your ticket to top-tier results. Find out how they can fuel your success at shopmarketingpros.com/Chris. What I want to talk about today is turning February around with a goal-driven mindset. That's kind of what started this, is some things that happened here in the last couple of days of February and some things that I heard earlier in the year. I'd heard from several other people in the industry, marketing companies, coaching companies, things like that, where they're like, hey, you know, December, January, and even in February, things are slowing down. And they're asking me, and I'm looking at the results we have for our clients, and I'm saying, I'm just not seeing it. I thought it was something wrong with us, and I didn't want to be that shop owner or that business owner. There was a shop in the town where we had our shop that if I ever asked the owner how things were going, he'd be like, best month ever, and wave his hands and then take off. I knew that wasn't the truth, but that's not what he said. And so I wanted to have some facts and be fact-based. And then I also wanted to talk about, quote unquote, turning your Februaries around with a goal-driven mindset. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk some numbers about what we've seen with our clients in February specifically. Before we do that, I want to back up just a little bit. I had a newer client that in December, he was saying, hey, you know, January, February is always terrible. We're just resigned to the fact that it's terrible. He didn't quite say it like Eeyore, but that's how I heard it, right? It's like, woe is me. February sucks. January sucks. It's always going to suck and there's nothing we can do about it. I believe as a coaching company, what we do, holding our people accountable, one thing we have to be is we can't be Eeyore. We have to be Tigger, right? And we always have to set the example. And so the example comes from us, but it goes down to the shop owner. And then the shop owner has to trickle that down to the employees. So what I'm saying is, if you're Eeyore and you tell all your employees that February always sucks, well, guess what? February is always going to suck. And there's nothing you can do about it because you've already given up in your mind. I will tell you that the shop that I'm specifically referencing right now is going to have the best first quarter they've ever had. Sales are up. And really, it's just because I didn't allow it as a business coach. And then the owner didn't allow it down to the management team. And then the management team didn't allow it down to the employees. So if you turn around and you tell all the employees, hey, this is going to be the best month ever, and you put your efforts towards that, then guess what? It will be the best month ever. An attitude and a goal-driven mindset will get you advanced and it will get you to a lot of places. You just have to believe in it. And you have to set yourself up for success. Before I start talking about that and talking about negative mindset trap and some of those things, I wanted to just go through some numbers that we had for February. Because again, I was having a talk last week with somebody in the industry and they're like, yeah, things in February were bad. And I'm like, again, I'm just not seeing it. I didn't want to be the guy that was just blowing smoke because I had my blinders on and didn't really see it. So I started pulling numbers. The numbers that I pulled were like, yeah, our clients didn't have a bad February. We had one shop that did a $99,215 increase in sales this February versus last February. I had another one that had $74,410 in increase. When I took all of our clients and squeezed them together, what we ended up with was February 2024 versus February 2023. And I only used shops that had been with us the whole time. We had a $53,000 increase in sales, 24 over 2023, and that represented a 28% increase in business. Now, I got to looking at those, and there were a couple of outliers that we had, and we're digging into those to see kind of what was going on with that and see if there's extenuating circumstances. But there were a couple of shops that had, they were still high single digit percent change. So they still had an increase, but it wasn't like double digits like we were seeing everywhere else. And so if I pull those couple of quote unquote underperformers out, what we came up with was almost a $65,000 increase in sales and a 34% change as an increase in sales. And so again, I'm looking at these numbers and I'm like, I'm just not seeing it. And I don't know. So I guess overall, I don't want to come off as braggy or anything, but you know, if your shop didn't have double digit growth from 2023 to 2024 in February, then why not? What were you doing? Like, it's almost like you just walk out of the shop and have sales. So I'm going to question what you're doing. I'm going to say, if you don't have somebody pushing you, holding you accountable and not letting you be Eeyore, then maybe you need somebody like that. And if it's us, it's great. If it's somebody else, it's great. But you need to go out and get that. You need to find the right people or the right person, the right coaching company to propel you to greatness. So if you had single digit increases last in 24 over 23, that almost could have just been from inflation. I want to challenge you to make this your best year ever. And here we are. We're our first quarter is almost done. Like, by the time you guys get this, listen to it and start moving on your business, the first quarter will be over with. Again, I want to challenge you, you know, get out there, make moves in your business. The other thing that I want to mention is we started preparing for February in our long-term clients, like in November. If we knew February was going to be slow, we knew January was going to be slow. We started in September, October, November. That's when the planning for that happens. You can't wake up on February 15th and be like, oh, February 15th is down. I got to do something today to make that change. Outside of like text blasts and calling for deferred work, you're really not going to be able to do that. You have to start working on February in the previous year. So let's get into the episode a little bit, because I want to talk about, you know, having a goal-driven mindset and give you some examples. You know, February's long been an Achilles heel for many people in the auto repair industry. It's a month so slow that it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? The mindset that February always sucks can be a significant roadblock. And it's not just in terms of revenue, but also in how it affects the team's morale and productivity. However, the power of mindset and goal setting can transform, you know, the slow period into one of your busiest and most profitable times of the year. I mean, it's one thing if your shop's not set up to do this, but for a shop to have a $100,000 increase in sales from one year to the next is amazing. What would $25,000 have done for your shop? What would $50,000 have done for your shop? January, February, March, moving forward. So we have the negative mindset trap. Imagine a scenario where, as you, the shop owner, you've resigned yourself to the idea that February is going to be slow. You're going to cut back on staffing. You're going to reduce marketing efforts or even scale down operational hours. And that mindset trickles down to your team. Also, just having the Eeyore mentality and the Eeyore attitude, that trickles down to your team. The team senses the lack of drive and mirror that energy. I'm going to say that one more time. Your employees sense the lack of drive and they're going to mirror that energy. And that leads you to a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yep, February is going to suck because you said so. Your shop's performance sags not because February's cursed, but because you've unconsciously prepared for failure. Same thing with September. All the fairs in town, all the fairs in state. Oh, this is the start of school. It's summer. People are on vacation. Well, guess what? That's the world. It's always been that way. It's always going to be that way. The thing that gets me is when people complain about not having money for Christmas. Well, guess what? It's on the calendar, same day every year. It comes the same day every year. And if you're not preparing on March 14th for Christmas, then guess what? You're not going to be prepared. And it's still coming no matter what. Anyway, so how are we turning the tide with a positive mindset? So let's shift gears a little bit. Instead of dreading February, you see it as an opportunity. Let that be a challenge to make this your best February ever, your best March ever, your best April ever. This starts with setting ambitious but achievable goals. Perhaps it's increasing revenue by a certain percentage, you know, gaining several new customers, achieving a specific customer satisfaction score. Whatever it is, you gather your team, you share these goals and communicate your genuine belief in the upcoming month's potential. Now, I will tell you, in all the shops that we're talking about, we hold regular sales meetings with the sales staff, service advisors, and we have meetings with the technicians. talking about what our goals are. What's our goal for the month? What's our goal for the week? What's our goal for the individual day? And what's our goal for you as an individual in our shop? Whether it's, okay, we need you to write $10,000 in estimates and sell $5,000 in estimates, or if it's the technicians in productivity and productivity goals. All those goals are shared. If you're a shop owner and you're sitting back and you're not sharing your goals, you're just holding your team back. And it's all of this is your fault, 100%. Stop being a Grinch. Stop being an Eeyore. Get out there and get it done. Okay. As we get back into this, when your team's excited, as a group, you brainstorm strategies to attract more business. You know, this could be special promotions, referral incentives, community events, whatever. And you invest in targeted marketing to get the word out and ensure your shop's ready to handle the influx of work. And again, I'm not talking about in the month where you're struggling. I'm talking about 3, 4, 5 months before you know it's going to be slow or you think it's going to be slow. And by invest, I mean you started the process in November of the previous year. If we think about this and think about turning this into a real life success story, you know, the positive mindset and proactive approaches, those become contagious. Your team's fueled by clear goals and your confidence, and they will rally to the challenges. They're more engaged. They suggest innovative ideas, and you'll find them going the extra mile for customers. The shop is bustling and the energy is in the air. It's electric. Midway through February, you're already seeing the results. Your marketing efforts have paid off. You've drawn the customers in who need maintenance and repairs. Your referral program's a hit. Positive reviews are rolling in. And then by the end of the month, you'll have exceeded your revenue goal. Your team will have demonstrated exceptional performance and customer satisfaction will be at an all-time high. How cool is that? So your best February ever becomes a powerful case study of the importance of mindset and goal setting. It shows you can break the cycle of slow periods by refusing to accept the status quo and actively working towards ambitious goals. More importantly, it reinforces that the leader's mindset and expectations profoundly impact the team's performance and attitude. You are the leader of that business. If the business goes under, all your employees go out and get another job and you're stuck mopping up the mess. And if you didn't succeed, it's your fault. Like, I don't know how you could not succeed in an auto repair shop right now. It is 100% on you. You are to blame for the failure. So again, more importantly, it reinforces that the leader's mindset and expectations profoundly impact the team's performance and attitude. As we've seen, the difference between a dismal February and a record-setting one lies in your mindset and goals. Don't be an Eeyore. By approaching any month with positivity, ambition, and clear objectives, you're going to uplift your team and set the stage for unprecedented success. So let this February be a reminder that any month can be your best month ever with the right mindset. Remember, the mindset you cultivate in your auto repair shop shapes its culture, its performance, and its reputation. We, as leaders, you have the power to transform challenges into opportunities. So let's use this power to drive your shop to new heights, regardless of the month or the season. In the auto repair business, our mindset is as necessary as your toolboxes. It shapes our approach to work. It influences our interactions and impacts our success. Remember, the energy you bring into your shop doesn't stop at the door. It ripples through every aspect of your business. A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion. And let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who makes this show accessible to you. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European auto repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Make sure to check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. And thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Chris Cotton signing off.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.